2020, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar pull in mega cash from Hollywood heavyweights. By Justin Caruso on April 1, 2019. Several 2020 Democratic hopefuls, including Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, held a string of fundraisers in Hollywood throughout March, 10 months before primary season begins. Breitbart News reported last month that Kamala Harris, a native of California, was planning on cozying up to donors at an event hosted by filmmaker J.J. Abrams. That's not the only fundraising Harris will be doing in Hollywood. According to Variety, the 54-year-old spent her weekend with Tinseltown elites. She'll be on a blitz this weekend, apparently in the hopes of driving up her total. On Saturday afternoon, she is scheduled to attend a reception at the Pacific Palisades home of writer-producer-director Jenny Connor and writer-director Richard Shepard, with tickets starting at $1,000 per person. Co-hosts include Ali Adler, Jessica Alba, Mindy Kaling, Kelly Sawyer Patrickoff, and Shauna Weiss. On Sunday, Harris will be at the home of attorneys Michael Crowd and Dan McCarty for a morning reception. Then she will attend an afternoon event at the home of writer Christy Callahan and MGM's Jonathan Glickman. That evening, her campaign is leasing the headquarters of Funny or Die for a low-dollar event, with tickets are priced at $50 per person. Amy Klobuchar is also seeking the help of the entertainment industry. According to the New York Times, Klobuchar spent time in March schmoozing with donors at the home of Jay Schurz, the co-president of the United Talent Agency, with co-hosts including the talent agent Peter Benedek and the television producer Marcy Carsey, a longtime Democratic donor. Indeed, 2020 is sure to see plenty of involvement from the entertainment industry. The Hollywood stars were very pro-Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. Donations actually doubled ahead of the 2018 midterms. According to a report in October 2018, nearly 100% of donations from entertainment industry elites went to Democrats or Democrat-supporting PACs.